manager and king over the garden.
Well, see, nothing happened to Adam then. Then that's when it happened. Nothing happened until Adam bit the fruit.
Because he
nothing happened.
Yeah, but he was the one that was getting.
That's what I'm saying. Nothing happened.
Exactly.
I think he could have straightened things out if he had not.
Yes.
Yeah.
He could have said, Eve, now you done ate that girl, but it ain't going no further here. Devil, get out of here.
Well, men's got responsibility, don't they? They do.
Well, yes, they do have a responsibility in the spirit realm. Mm-hmm. But in the spirit realm, that's neither male nor female. God use them both.
Yes,
you know, some people are hung up on, I got to have a male. The male ain't, you know, delivering the message. I can't hear it. But that's where they miss it at.
We're complete in him.
We're complete in him. When you get to, and males can't understand, how am I going to be a bride, you know? They got a little problem with that. You know, some of them, not all of them. How in the world can I be a bride? You know, they're looking at a bride as, but see, we're talking about spiritual.
Yes.
When we talk about spiritual as things flip, you know, but some folks are still stuck in the natural trying to receive the spirit part of it. They're like, how in the world? Well, did Jesus and the bride, are they going to consummate like in the natural? No, it's a spiritual.
A scripture in Ephesians, then by constantly using your faith, the life of Christ will be released deep inside of you, and the resting place of his love will become the very source and root of your life.
Amen.
If he is resting there, fully abiding there, then you've already won.
Let's go back to the 15th chapter of John.
That you've already
the abiding.
Won, but you, when you're trying to do it yourself,
that's what.
Under your own strength, you're going to fail.
Now, verse 17, the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. They were surprised. But now, if you ever, I've heard all kind of preaching that Satan was the next thing to Jesus, the greatest angel, all this. That's not true. Mm-mm. If you study it out, Satan was more like Adam than he was like a high-ranking angel. He was an archangel. I don't know all the order of it, but there were five stages he would have had to conquer to be like God. Now, but he said, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven.
Amen.
He has no covenant. That's kicked out.
That's right.
You have a covenant agreement with God, he has none.
Forget Jeremiah says, if you can break my covenant with the night and the day, in other words, if you can stop the sun from rising and setting, then I can break my covenant with you. So many mornings I just remind him,
amen.
Sun rose.
There's a religious mindset that said that, you know, I heard great men of God say stuff like, well, you know, God sometimes allowed the devil to do this, and God allowed the devil to do that.
No.
And the Lord gave me a message one time saying, I allow what you allow.
That's good.
Are you going to allow Satan in your life or not? Mm-hmm. You know, he gave me that message. I allow what you allow. Because that's what Jesus said. What you
well, he did that with Adam.
Yes,
he allowed what Adam allowed. Adam could have stopped it. He could have took control over Adam and said, no, you can't do that, Adam. Mm-hmm. Don't bite that. Stop it.
But
he did.
Took
over Satan and said, don't do it.
He wanted him to have free will.
Now, this is the point I wanted to make. He said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not, that the spirits are subject to you. That's a minor thing, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Now, here's the part I want to get to. In that hour, Jesus rejoiced in spirit and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and has revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. Now, anytime you're a babe, you receive adjustment. You receive what the Holy Spirit. That's where we're powerful. You're in a covenant agreement with God.
you're receiving the kingdom.
Like a baby. That don't mean you don't have good sense. Because children are untrained. That don't mean you're not educated. That doesn't mean you're not wise. You just yielded. In that sense, you're like a baby.
Trust.
Babies you're dependent.
Dependent.
A baby's dependent.
Yeah.
They trust word. They only trust their parents.
Yeah.
I mean, somebody else can come. They're like, oh.
And they're joyful.
They're
always laughing.
They don't worry. Or they don't worry about nothing.
They know
they're going to be taken care of.
They know they're cared for, protected.
Exactly.
They know they're clean and rely on their parents.
Exactly. When we worship God in spirit and truth, you see people raise their hands. Now, when it's really in spirit and in truth, they're not just raising their hands like a tree. Lord,
pick
I honor
up.
You.
Mm-hmm.
You're worthy to be praised. You're worthy from
let's just lift our hands right now. Let's just say,
I receive whatever I need from you.
Ha.
I receive to give.
And reject
anything
that's
give.
Not
yes.
from you.
You're doing all that. That's the stage of a baby is a person of spirit and truth.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
Let's say that you've had great success. People been blessed, healed. You've come far. And I've seen this happen some. When people say, well, I got this. At that point, they're relying on the past. What? Mm-hmm. As long as you're a baby, it'll continue to flow.
Yes.
But when you say, I got this now,
mm-hmm.
that's where you're going to live.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the difference.
A baby's ever learning, aren't they?
Yeah. Without me, you can do nothing. Why stop the supply?
Mm.
Never stop the supply.
Amen.
And the Lord kept showing me things beyond my years, all kind of revelation. And I expected people to receive it just like I did. And I kept understanding things, and I would sometimes try to explain it, and they couldn't see it.
Mm-hmm. Like giving water to an alcoholic, they're
going
to reject it.
And he said that what happened is, and this is how he explained it. As long as you're like a babe, you're going to continually enter into new glories.
Amen.
But when you're satisfied,
mm-hmm.
or if the enemy has any place in your life, you won't enter the next glory for whatever reason.
Mm.
Now, the glories of the Lord, They're obvious. They can't be hid, just like a city set on a hill. If you enter into another glory, people can see it. And the Lord taught me that sometimes people will see it,
mm-hmm.
and they'll benefit from it, but they still won't enter in it themselves.
Because they don't want to do what you did to get there.
Well, yeah, and also let's look at some, this is what I wanted to get through before we run out of time. Deuteronomy 28. The Lord's been giving me more and more clarity on that. And see, if we clear these problems up, that's we're unlimited. We have no limits. In Deuteronomy 28, I'm going to read the first verse, and I'm going to jump down to 13. He said, and it shall come to pass, I'm watching real close, if thou shalt hearken diligently,
yes.
to the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God was not. It's because of you're diligently listening, hearken,
mm-hmm.
and you're doing all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And then verse 13, he said, now he continued showing them the difference, all the blessings they're going to receive. In 13, he said, the Lord shall make thee head and not the tail.
Uh-huh.
And thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. If thou, now he said again, if thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe and do them. That's the key.
Amen.
That kind of worship in spirit and in truth. You're always obeyed, no matter how wise you become. You're still obeyed. You're still mm-hmm. able to make adjustments. Sometimes you have to make an adjustment to get in the next glory.
Mm-hmm.
You have to change the way you think. Mm-hmm. You have to challenge, you have to destroy fear.
Yes.
You have to get rid of sin if there's any.
Yes.
And weights. Don't forget those weights. They easily beset us. Sometimes people don't enter the next glory because of weights. It can be the influence of others. Dead influence of others. It's not a sin, but it's a weight. And, the Lord, he'll train you how to overcome all these crazy obstacles. Because the devil's trying, he couldn't keep you out of the last glory you entered into. But he's definitely trying to get you to not enter the next one. A glory can be anything of God.
Amen.
For the sinner, the first glory is accepted. It could be either healing or salvation. Some people enter, they get healed, and then eventually they get saved. They enter into another glory when they get saved. Then the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Some people never enter in, some do. Then the gifts of the Spirit, cooperation with God. More authority was a glory.
Mm-hmm.
And each glory, I had to be trained to. A quick example. You know the story. I listened to the Kenneth Hagin for 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
That word was in my heart. But I still had some training before what was about to happen, before I would have success in the next, in what was coming up. I'm at the kitchen table one morning reading my 5 chapters and praying. I said, "My Lord, what if I rebuke the devil and he don't leave?" You know the story. When you tell the devil to go, he's got to go. My heart believed it. My mind was still spinning.
Mm-hmm.
You know how they drag race and they spin their wheels. Mm-hmm. I was still spinning.
Fixing the gut.
I asked him 2 more times, what if he don't? When you tell the devil to go, he's got to go. That Amen. Third time, my mind stopped spinning.
Amen.
And I entered it. I cooperated. When the first gunfight happened, I said, "Satan, you can't kill nobody, you can't hurt nobody in Jesus' name."
Amen.
I kind of said it under my breath, but I believed it.
Yes.
Nobody got hurt. This was a bad, it looked like people were going to die because Steve's family went and got their guns and Marvin's family went and got their guns. And it wasn't good. Nobody got hurt. And there was some shooting, but nobody got hurt or killed. And I'm like, people I know ain't gonna believe this. I entered into a glory. And then I just kept doing it, it kept working. Anybody can do, any glory will work. But first you gotta be like a babe. You gotta receive what God is saying.
And not make yourself out of it.
Observation, you gotta receive what he said.
Thurston, I have a deep feeling that as each of us have our own desires for intimacy with God, to go deeper and deeper. And you as an apostle, I want you to lay hands on me just as Jesus prayed for Peter, that you will lay your hands and say something or not say something, it doesn't matter, that I will receive that next glory and you'll help me with the strength to receive it.
All right.
I have a desire to.
Dear Lord, bless help Jesus. To enter into the next glory that's on your
Amen.
Heart for her to enter into. And bless her to be a blessing to your people. Bless, if she's commissioned to do all that's in your heart. Bless her to listen. And bless her to enjoy it with
Amen.
Laughter.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Jesus
with covenant
name.
Laughter.
Amen.
Take some of that too.
Lord, bless her to enhance all that you're doing in her life. Bless her to enter into every glory that you have for her. Bless her to be a blessing. Kenneth Copeland said, this is the year of correction and perfection.
Amen.
Bless her to do it with great joy. In Jesus' mighty name. Lord, this is a blessed woman. I thank you for her following you. Bless her to enter into every glory you have for her and open the eyes of your people. And Lord, there's a great anointing on her. Lord, every anointing is increasable, Lord.
And she goes forward and you bless her to see you, train her for the next glorious day. In Jesus' mighty name. And bless her to have
Have you guys noticed that the birds have been singing a lot more? I mean, the birds around my house are just, it has been amazing. In the morning, I said, well, I'll worship with you too. I've never heard the birds sing like they have this year, ever.
That's good.
They are. You know, I just want to thank this man over here, David. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I thank you for hearing God and obeying God.
Amen.
Stepping out, you know, and obeying God.
Yes, amen.
Thank God for using you.
Yes,
I mean, you. I mean, I've seen some amazing things in you from the beginning. Even your voice has gone higher.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm like, Jesus.
Now, I want to cover
the glory's on me.
You want to cover.
This is why people are missed the point. God gave me this idea. I was doing a broadcast. He said, you can't listen to God's word with Satan's ears. Now, this
say
is,
that again?
You can't listen to God's word with Satan's ears.
Explain that, Lucy.
Verse 1, let's look at, I'm going to use these same two verses.
What
Deuteronomy 28, okay. Verse 1. Now, this is the blessing side. All the way up to 14 is the blessing side.
Okay, can I stop you just a minute? When God, when Jesus said, those that have ears, let them hear. Everybody had ears.
Mm-hmm.
But some of them had the devil's ears.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they couldn't hear God's voice. All of them had these out here.
Mm-hmm.
But he was talking about another set of ears. Okay, go ahead.
Now I'm going to read verse 1 and also 13. Mm-hmm. And when people have Satan's ears, I'm gonna explain what they hear. Moses saying, and it shall come to pass that thou shalt hearken diligent to the voice of the Lord thy God to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day. Now they heard it, but there's something else going on. That the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. This is how they heard it. Moses was teaching. And it shall come to pass that thou shalt hearken diligently. They don't really intend to, so it's, he kind of go like Charlie Brown's teaching. But then when you get down to the part, you know, and hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe and to do all his commandments. That's, they take it lightly. They don't hear that the same way as a person that has conviction. Which I command thee this day, that thou, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. That's the part they heard. They missed the first part, and the devil stole it from them.
Mm-hmm.
Because the source of the word, if the, the seed on the wayside is hard ground, the birds can just, before it can penetrate the dirt, the seeds will get it, the birds will get it. So the devil stole the first part of that statement. But they, what appealed to them was being set on high above those Egyptians and the Ethiopians and the Syrians. Now that's appealing. I can live with that.
Oh, yeah.
And they forget about the first part.
Mm-hmm.
And then go on the Now, this is more personal. Verse 13, the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. Oh, yes. They heard that. And thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. Oh, that's good. If thou hearken unto the voice, unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee. Now, they phase that out. Their ears don't pick it up. And they go about their lives just like the enemy, wanting to be ahead and not beneath. Without the structure that causes it.
Right, right.
On this side of the river and want to get over here, but the bridge, they just forgot.
they without
kind of like part of the faith movement. Yeah, I'm going to be rich. I'm going to have this. I'm going to have that. I'm going to have this. And they're not really ready to have that.
They'll destroy themselves.
It's like the Laodicea church in Revelation. All they could see was the riches. Mm-hmm. God said, you're blind.
Yes.
You can't see. Weird.
A lot of people.
Let me open your eyes so
they
you
misunderstood.
Can see what I really ears. He was dealing with a church. Mm-hmm. He wasn't dealing with the people out in the world now.
Mm-hmm. I've seen people make them. They got in debt trying to look good, look the part. They missed the point. It's all about love. It's love-based. Mm-hmm. A man asked Kenneth Hagin about tithing. He said, well, tithing, he wasn't getting the results from it like he wanted. And he explained to him that it helps the church. It's covenant with God. You're enabling the church to do more. Mm-hmm. And God is going to reward you for it. But it's worship, you know. You got to do it with the right heart.
Yes.
When you have the revelation of tithing, that's the best thing since sliced bread or before. So... But to those that's doing it because somebody taught them, and they're doing it to get something else, and the timing of God, the enemy, before the duration's over, he'll play with that line. You have to have training in them, just like a babe. You have to trust God, just like a babe trust the parents. Even when, it's all right when you first start out, and you know you don't know what to do, but when you gain knowledge, and you will, when miracles happen, and they will, when you have great victory, and you will, be like a babe. Never stop the process of spirit and in truth worship.
You know, babies don't own nothing either, do they?
And they don't care.
And they don't care. They're well taken care of.
Well, they got to clean.
They're diaper. Well taken care of, but they don't own nothing. They live in homes and they don't have food.
Mm-hmm. As long as their diapers are clean.
Let's say something about spirit and truth and worship.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit showed me this not too long ago. In Psalms 150, and it's the end, you know, the last Psalms. And Psalms is the 19th book of the Bible. You know, faith. Mm-hmm. Okay. 50, promise of the Spirit. Psalms 150, it says, this brings everything. Psalms bring everything to like a climax, a high,
yes.
You know. But it says, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the throne of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent grace, greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with psaltery of harp. Praise him with timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instrument. Praise him upon loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals, and let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord.
Amen.
You know, I've been working on numbers. 13 times talks about praise. 13 is the number of truth.
Glory.
9 times it says praise him. 9 is the number of the Spirit. 9.
Woo! Worship, praise. Spirit, truth.
Praise him in the spirit and the truth. That's what it ends in.
Amen.
So let's praise him in
the
spirit
Lord, and in the truth. Amen.
You know, on
spirit to spirit.
Under any challenge, and when you live in that bubble of obedience and you're yielded to God, that the challenges, they just destroy it. Whatever problem you have, just worship God. Lord, give me what's my wisdom in this?
Amen.
And he'll give you what to do.
Ha, yeah.
And he'll help you be what I call covenant appropriate. Because the Lord did say, lay hands suddenly on no man. Mm-hmm. There was a man in Walmart, he would yell out. And I wanted to help him. And he did, this is what I decided, I just waited. I said, Lord, what's my wisdom in this? And this, about 5 minutes later, the Lord spoke and said, he's in torment, the enemy's been tormenting him. This would give the enemy. He didn't tell me to go lay hands and hold a conversation. I just yielded to the Lord and did what he gave. Whenever you do, whenever your covenant appropriate, we have the boldness. We're the head and not the tail on earth. We don't bow down to Baal. And I thank God that Roe versus Wade was overturned.
Amen.
You know, it took revival to do that. You may not see the revival publicly, but you'll see the results of it.
Yes.
More and more. More and more.
He just wanted people to know, hey, I heard you. Because Bill Johnson said, how many more babies have to die? That was in the last year or so. Yeah. He was crying. He said, how many more babies have to die? So God has heard. He said, the blood of Christ cries out for mercy and grace. But what if Abel's blood was crying out for vengeance? So God was hearing mercy and grace. Have mercy.
And God raised up anointed men and women of God to pray.
You were talking about after the victory. You need to keep going on, though.
Keep yielding.
That's you don't secret. Sit down.
So many moves of God are halted when people stop yielding.
Yeah.
That every time you yield, there's more training.
Or they settle.
Yeah. Sometimes before you go to the next glory, there's training.
Yes.
Before you go in, you got to carry.
But you're working out to train.
Yeah.
Right?
You got to renew your mind so you won't be slowed down.
Yes.
Sometimes the enemy, people, it's kind of like a crappie, if you like the crappie fish. The crappies have very thin lips, like tissue. So you want to tire them out. You don't want to snatch them too hard. The enemy is just like a crappie fisherman. If you agree with anything in his world system, He'll release the line and let it be loose. You won't know it's there. But when it's time to go in that next glory, he'll tighten the string. And that's why if you ever feel reluctant, seek out why. It takes the Lord to reveal to you what the cause is, why you won't go forward. Also, the enemy's afraid of you going in the next glory. He's vicious about trying to stop you. But he lost. He got kicked out. Like lightning. But we enter into some people say the next level, but it's actually the next glory. And the Lord will train you for it.
Amen.
And he'll take you there. And you'll be one with him. You have to be in covenant to go. You have to be in full agreement to go.
Like, I don't go on your vacations because I'm not your spouse. You know what I'm saying? You got to be the bride to hang out, you know. So.
And a lot of things are shut down. The Lord can't build on a crumbly foundation. You got to have foundation. And that's why it's that way. But as you go in the next glory, there's a greater anointing. Or the anointing you have will be God to pour more on it. He anointed me in 86, but when I did my second radio broadcast, I felt the anointing oil come down my face like honey. It was thick. I never felt that before. But in 86, I had a dream. I was in three dangers, and I woke up wondering what that dream was about, and the Lord spoke and said, you're anointed. But by the time I walked from the bedroom to the kitchen, he said that, and his voice faded out. And I knew I was anointed. But
yes, that's definitely.
Yeah, you'll find yourself doing more than you did before. And the gifts were the same way. I found myself operating in three different gifts. But as he trained you, you're walking.
Y'all know we way
over. Oh, man, what time is
it? It's been so good, y'all know. It's 10:36.
Ooh, I'm late.
Y'all are late.
No, we're not.
So, release. I mean, with time in there, you know.
I knew what you were talking about. Release us with a blessing.
Release us with a blessing. Amen.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we come boldly to the throne of grace this morning.
Amen.
We thank you for what we've heard here this morning. We ask that you continue to use these men of God in this service. Lord, continue to pour your wisdom out on them.
Amen.
As they stand here every first Sunday.
Yes.
Lord, we just love you and we thank you and we appreciate you right now. It's
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
I told Alicia, I said every trick of the enemy is to pull you out of the heavenly realm back into the worldly realm. Mm-hmm. Judaism without Jesus is worldly. They didn't understand. They heard the word was Satan's ear. Mm-hmm. When the Jews tried to get the church to operate by the law instead of grace, the enemy was trying to pull them back over into his territory so he could attack.
Into works.
It eventually worked in the Dark Ages, but it took a very long time. But when you stay in the heavenly realm, in those glories that God's going to definitely usher you into, you will always defeat him.
Amen.
As long as you stay in the babe realm, in the heavenly realm.
Thank you.